B-Pod Studios.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's the Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
Turn it up!
In the morning.
What you're going to hear right now, it's going to start off sounding a little creepy. But at the end, you might not say it out loud because you're going to sound like a weird person, but in your head, you're going to think to yourself, yeah, I'd pay for that. So, apparently a couple people just got busted. This happened in South Korea because what they did were they worked for a hotel chain,
mm-hmm.
and they installed cameras all over a bunch of the hotels.
Oh, this is not going to end well.
Wait, and in the rooms?
In the rooms all over the hotel, everywhere. They didn't tell anybody about it. Then they started a service where they were charging people monthly to see all the stuff that they were live streaming from the hotel. The wow. ultimate reality show.
Whoa.
The ultimate reality. And I'll tell you what, a couple things. One, if I was going to check into a hotel and let's say they charged $100 for the room and they said, you know what, you'll get it for $50. Just know that we're live streaming everything you're doing. I take it. What are they? What are people going to see at this point that hasn't been seen before? Me, naked, in the bathroom, having sex, eating.
Half price? You wouldn't want it free?
Yeah, free. Hell yeah.
Well, they got to make some money out of this, you know?
Yeah, they'll make money
from
the membership.
From you. Well, you need to negotiate better.
Yeah, Romero,
if you're going to go for
Romero
it.
Romero would do it for no discount.
Right.
Who are we kidding?
Like, here, want to see? Want to see my junk?
Melissa, please, I resemble that remark.
Exactly.
Anyway, so, but here's the best part. It's not even fancy hotels they were doing it at. They were doing it at, like, small mortar courts and inns and motels. Basically, the ones where all the shady people stay. Mm. I would pay a monthly fee to see what happens in those.
Ugh.
Because that's where all the druggies go, the crackheads, the drug
yeah.
dealers, all the criminals. Do you know, one time in my life, I lived in Malden for a while, right? And the house I lived in the span of 6 months, got broken into twice.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time I got broken into, it was one of those things where I was always like, I really need to get an alarm system. I really need to get an alarm system. Then my house got broken into and I was like, well, I'm getting an alarm system. So they set up the alarm, everything. They set up. A lot of times when you get an alarm system, they set up a thing on the windows where if the window gets raised when the alarm's on, it has little sensors that see the part where the window gets raised and boom, sets off the alarm. So in one of my windows in my bedroom, I had an air conditioner and I left it in the window. So they set it up. They said, you know what we'll do? We'll have it so if the AC gets knocked out and the window comes down, it'll set off
yeah.
the alarm.
Mm-hmm.
So the second time my house got broken into, you know what these son of a bitches did? They pushed out the AC.
They propped it up.
And propped
yeah,
it up.
Come on.
It was brilliant. So
that's
now,
easy.
Yeah, so now the second time my house. Yeah, Melissa knows. She's a criminal.
Come on. I know all the ins and outs of this stuff.
Right. So now the second time it gets broken into, in the span of 6 months, I said to the police, I was like, yo. I'm like, what is going on here? Why are they targeting me? And he said, oh, nobody told you about the motel down the street on the corner? On the corner of my street at the bottom. I lived at the top of the hill,
yeah.
at the bottom of the hill. And I said, no, it was called the, geez, it's on Route 99. I forget what it's called. Anyway, so he was like, yeah. He goes, at one point, that was the most crime-ridden motel in Massachusetts? No. The East Coast? No. America.
Damn.
Wow. America.
Oh, boy, you picked a great place to buy a house, didn't you?
Well, I moved soon after that, but I'll tell you what. If that place was live streaming, you better believe.
Yeah.
It was one of those spots
where it
just literally said, like, free HBO and they had nothing else to offer.
Those are the sketchiest places
I'm like,
ever.
Oh, my God, the free stuff cable. That must be going on in there must be amazing.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.